This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Factor. If you want to eat better this year and are looking for fast, healthy, restaurant-quality meals that are ready to eat and easy on your budget, Factor is the perfect solution. Sign and save right now by going to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your order. That's code TALKTV50 at factormeals.com/talktv50 to get 50% off.
Hello, this is Eric Braden. You're listening to TV Confidential. Ooh.
Why didn't you tell me my daughter was murdered?
She wasn't supposed to die.
The compound you discovered, it's nothing short of a miracle cure, Mr. Cook.
The FDA wants to move on this.
You gave me those pills.
I wanted to give you everything you wanted. You wanted fame and fortune.
Ed Robertson, welcoming you back to TV Confidential Radio talk show about television. Now we'll shift gears this segment as we welcome actor, screenwriter, and producer Charles Agron. Charles' latest film, Altered Reality, tells the story of a man whose life takes an extraordinary turn when a mysterious drug alters his reality, bringing wealth and healing to his life, but also tearing his family apart. Altered Reality is available in theaters across the country as we record this conversation. The film marks Charles' second collaboration with actor Lance Henriksen of the Millennium series, most of you will remember. Plus, it marks one of the final screen appearances of our friend Ed Asner. We'll tell you more about Altered Reality in just a second. Charles Agron, welcome to TV Confidential.
Hey, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
And congratulations on the release of the film. I've talked to enough filmmakers, producers, to know how difficult it could be to get anything made, especially today. So the fact that you were able to mount the film and get it distributed and playing in theaters, that is no small feat.
I appreciate you saying that. I think that it's kind of an interesting time because, you know, as an independent filmmaker, we can put together stories that maybe a lot of the studios aren't doing right now. And I was lucky enough to kind of get the attention of the theatrical groups. And so AMC and Cinemark and Regal were all interested in it. And we're excited. We're celebrating the fact, and we're just happy that the movie came out across the country.
I think it's significant that it's a thriller because the ups and downs of the theater business right now, that's a subject for another conversation. But if you're going to make a movie that's going to drive people to theaters, you either need to make a big blockbuster with CGI or stuff like that, or you need to make a horror movie. Because there's something about weird stuff and being in a dark room where you know you're going to be scared to death and you're going to be in the company of other people. So if you're going to make a movie to get people in the theaters, you're focused on the right genre.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, it's funny that you say that because right now there's a lot of superhero films and there's a lot of sequels and prequels going on. And so we were able to kind of elbow our way to get this film out there. And, you know, psychological thriller. And the beauty of that is that sort of in that with elements of sci-fi, the beauty of that is that the audience is sort of willing to take a leap of faith with you. And I think those are sort of the elements that the movie-going audience is looking for right now.
Charles Agron is on the line with us. Charles is the writer, producer, and star of Altered Reality. Altered Reality, a supernatural thriller that not only explores greed, family, and redemption, but puts a modern take on the old adage, be careful what you wish for. Altered Reality, now playing in AMC theaters and Regal theaters nationwide as this program airs. You can check out the trailer, get a sense of what we're talking about by going to alteredrealitymovie.com, alteredrealitymovie.com. I like to ask this question. When you started writing the script for this movie, did you have a particular story in mind, or did you just sort of sit down at your computer, at your notebook, and just sort of see where your mind and your imagination took you?
Well, it's kind of interesting because these kinds of concepts percolated me over a long time. And what happens is you know, you sort of take notes and kind of get ideas and that sort of thing. And then for me, what's important is that when I finally get to the writing process, I have to get it all out. So I literally locked myself in a hotel, and I got the first version of the script out in about 3 days. And now, you know, a lot of people kind of are aghast, like, how did you get the script done in 3 days? Well, in reality, there was, you know, tons of editing after the fact. But you really do have to, once you get that stream of thought and the elements are cooking, I don't believe in kind of like walking away from it, because it's amazing how, you know, time, you know, can change what you're thinking or your mood or anything like that. So really, the concept was there. I've been developing it. And then when it was time to go, it was, time to lock yourself in the lab and get the screenplay written.
What one of Charles's influences as a writer and as a storyteller is the great Stephen King. One of the things Stephen King has said in many forums, he said this to me when I had a chance to talk to him, like I'm talking to you, Charles, many, many years ago, is whatever you're writing, whether you're writing a horror story, whether you're writing a piece of nonfiction, the important thing is to get the story out first, and don't worry whether it's quote-unquote good or bad. The important thing is to get the story out first, and then you can massage it, but don't edit yourself as you're writing. Get the story out first.
Well, I mean, honestly, it's like to say that I, you know, agree with him. You know, the all-time greats is, it couldn't be any truer. I mean, really, all of the character development, you're going to have some plot points that are going to have to be massaged. And, you're going to have to, when you tell that story to the audience, there's going to be, you know, potentially exposition. And, you know, you do have to give enough to the audience, but you don't want to give too much. But those are all sort of the trials and tribulations that you can look at after the fact. Because the point is that you want to get the crux of your story out, like the themes. Like for me, time was very important. Sort of being offered like the devil's apple in this, for lack of a better word. And then the ideas of redemption. Once you get those main themes out there, you can craft the characters after the fact so that they fit that mold and become important aspects of the screenplay after the fact.
And if I may, you say that you more or less locked yourself, so to speak, in a hotel room for 3.5 days to get the script out. It sort of reminds me of the premise of The Shining, Jack Nicholson and The Shining, which again goes back to Stephen King. So I'm not to say that you had that in mind, but it's one of the contradictions of being a writer. You have to be socially attuned to people, but to sit down and get the work done, you need to isolate yourself.
No, absolutely. You really do. You kind of have to kind of block everybody out as you sort of concentrate. But the funny thing is, I promise you, when I locked myself, there was no accident. Intact afterwards. But that was obviously an incredible movie, as memorable as it can be. And I'm kind of excited that you brought that up. But certainly the same style, but a different end.
Charles Agron is on the line with us. Charles' latest film, the supernatural thriller Altered Reality, is playing in theaters everywhere as this program airs. For more information, go to alteredrealitymovie.com, alteredrealitymovie.com. We mentioned in our open, this is the second film you have made with Lance Henriksen. And while I'm not an actor, I know enough about the process, and I know about working with certain actors from talking to actors, Charles, is that when you have a chance to work with somebody more than once, you develop a shorthand with each other, and so you don't have to worry about figuring each other out. When the red light comes on, you're ready to go, and you know how you work, and you know how Lance works, and I would imagine that's just very helpful as a filmmaker.
Oh, not only helpful, I mean, to say you can learn a thing or two from Lance is the biggest understatement of the world. But working with him, it's fascinating, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, he is so good at his craft, and he is so good at keeping you on your toes during the scene that you have to, you know, really be locked in, because, I mean, he's going to throw you some curveballs, and just to keep the scene looking like it's original and very fresh and airy, or whatever the tone of the scene is. And it's interesting to me is that the audience will never really understand that, what it's like to work with him, because he's so good at what he does, and he really does bring the best out of you, because, I mean, frankly, you're trying to keep up with one of the legends.
At what point during the script writing or script editing process did the idea of maybe Lance would be good as this particular character, is, if he's available, at what point did that pop into your head?
Well, I'm not going to lie. I worked with Lance on Monday at 11:01 a.m. And sometimes when I think about that, it's very easy to think about Lance Henriksen playing that role without a doubt. So to say that it never crossed my mind early on would not be true. But once again, it's like to work with someone who is an outstanding actor. He's a team player. I mean, for me, movie making is not easy, and I think sometimes people don't realize that. And when you, for me, you kind of want to, build your kind of movie making family, and to work, with someone who's such a team player, who's willing to take on these difficult roles and just make them to make them his own. I mean, it really is a privilege. And so, I love working with people like that. I love working with Lance Henriksen.
At what point did you see yourself playing the main character, or was that something you always had in the back of your mind when you sat down and first started writing?
I think about that, because when I write, I sort of do write from my perspective. So it's interesting, because I've produced other films, but whenever I've written one, I've sort of taken that angle. Now, in my movie Dark House, I didn't take the lead role there, but for Monday, Monday at 11:01 a.m., I did take the lead role. And then from there, in Altered Reality, I did as well. And I'm not really sure how. I think that there must be some kind of underlying element that makes me consider, acting in the films that I write. I can't really describe it, but it is something that I think is connected.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
One more item if you want to eat better this year. Our friends at Factor are the perfect solution. They have more than 35 fresh, pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto meals that are restaurant quality, ready to heat, and ready to eat with no prepping, no cooking, and no cleanup necessary. Check it out yourself by going to factormeals.com/talktv50, factormeals.com/talktv50. Astrid and I recently checked out some of Factor's keto selections, including their roasted tomato and feta cavatappi with broccoli and red peppers, and the garlic and herb-roasted mushrooms, while their three-bean chili with quinoa is just the right size for lunch. We also enjoyed their chocolate banana smoothies, which is just one of the more than 60 healthy and nutritious add-on options Factor provides that will help you fuel up and feel good all day, while best of all, Factor meals are less expensive than takeout. Sign up and save right now by going to factormeals.com/talktv50. Use promo code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your order. That's code TALKTV50 at factormeals.com/TALKTV50 to get 50% off.
Hi, this is Lindsay Wagner. You are listening to TV Confidential.
Altered Reality is the latest release from K Street Pictures. K Street Pictures, Charles Agron's production company, and the people who have brought us such other recent thrillers as Last Call, Dark Horse, Monday at 11:01 a.m., and Charles's latest film, Altered Reality. Altered Reality, playing in theaters everywhere. For more information, go to alteredrealitymovie.com, alteredrealitymovie.com. You say your main goal is you want to be good, and part of being good means releasing the best product, the best movie you can possibly make, and also surrounding yourself with other good people, and learning from other good people, other talented people, and hopefully producing work that will attract other good people as well. You've certainly checked that box, Charles, because in addition to working with the likes of Lance Henriksen and Ed Asner on Altered Reality, you've also partnered, either you personally or your company has partnered with such other greats as John Malkovich, Leslie Ann Down, Tobin Bell. That is also part of making Charles as good as he can be.
Well, it's interesting because after we premiered Altered Reality, one of the things that kind of excited me the most, and I don't actually like to sit in the seats and watch the audience watch the movie. I kind of like to stand to the side and kind of watch how people react. Like, are they laughing when they're supposed to laugh? Are they upset when they're stressed when they're supposed to be stressed? Are they crying when they're supposed to be crying? And after the movie, there was an ovation. And I, you know, I'm not used to seeing ovations, you know, during a movie. And I looked up, and it was my name. And I mean, nothing could actually strike a chord like that feeling I got right there. And then after the film, a lot of my colleagues, you know, not the critics, not friends, they came up to me, and they were very impressed, and they wanted to talk about further projects. And I think it's when you finally earn the respect of your colleagues where you really feel like you've done something good.
Charles Agron is on the line with us. Charles is the writer, producer, and star of Altered Reality. Altered Reality, a supernatural thriller that not only explores greed, family, and redemption, but puts a modern take on the old adage, be careful what you wish for. Altered Reality, playing in theaters everywhere. You can check out the trailer, check it out, see what we're talking about by going to alteredrealitymovie.com. We mentioned one of your influences as a writer and storyteller is Stephen King. Another influence, I understand, is Rod Serling and The Twilight Zone. Is there a particular favorite episode or episodes of yours?
I'll tell you what a phenomenal job he did. And you know what's so interesting to me is how many episodes he did. Because, I mean, obviously, even for myself, you know, you get some of these concepts and it takes a long time to develop. And it feels like every week there was a new one, which is pretty unbelievable to me. You know, there's so many that, you know, affected me, influenced me. One in particular is when the man wanted to be alone with the books and then his reading glasses broke. That was, I mean, the stress level created is just unbelievable. The one where the alien's on the airplane and Lithgow's watching and nobody's paying attention to him or believing him. I mean, the senses of fear, uneasiness, and stress. Once again, it's just unbelievable how much he could create in such a short amount of time. It once again blows my mind. Or sometimes, you know, you'd even watch one and, like, you know, the protagonist is, like, happy at the end, but you, like, you have this feeling like this is awful.
Yeah.
And it's, like, those type of feelings that are just, it's just masterful that you could do that. And especially in his case, like I said before, so many times it's just brilliant.
Well, no, especially going back to the time you made the original show. That was back when a typical television season was anywhere from 30 to 40 episodes. So to produce as many as he did, as quickly as he did, and to have as many be in the A to A minus B plus category, which is remarkable. And the fact that we're still talking about them today.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, sort of some of those latent scares where something not really big, you know, is going on. Or for instance, when they're all wearing masks and it turns out they all look like pigs.
Yes.
I mean, throws you for a loop like you wouldn't believe. And like I said, it's like, you know, they're sort of like happy at the end and you're just like scared to death. You know what I mean? And it's just like a weird kind of a spin on our emotions. And see, that's the type of stuff that drives me. You know, when I have somebody come in to watch, you know, one of my works, one of my movies that I've written, my goal really is to have people thinking afterwards. And, you know, if they're thinking about a scene in the movie, you know, that's fine. But more important to me is I'd like for people to think about, like, where they are in their lives, you know, the decisions that they made. You know, in Altered Reality, like you said, there's a, you know, sliding doors aspect. And Oliver Cook is, you know, offered the world. But once he has the world, you know, that changes his life and not for the better. And it makes him, you know, sit back and try to realize that maybe having everything monetarily doesn't make you happy. And so hopefully when people watch my film, the audience has watched my film and they leave the theaters, they think about where they are in their lives at that moment, and hopefully my film makes them think about that.
Oliver Cook is the character that Charles plays in his latest film, Altered Reality, supernatural thriller that Charles wrote, produced, and is the star of, along with Ed Asner and Lance Henriksen. Altered Reality, now showing in theaters everywhere. We mentioned one of the themes of the movie is be careful what you wish for. That is a direct nod to Rod Serling in Twilight Zone. That's a recurring theme.
Well, it's so interesting because, you know, in the film, it's like Oliver's got a wonderful family, but he's, you know, financially in trouble. Lance Henriksen makes him a suggestion, maybe offers him, a pathway to riches. And, you know, Oliver becomes consumed with that, and then his family becomes less important to him. And certain things happen that, you know, his daughter goes missing, and it makes him reflect as to, you know, now that he can afford to have everything, he truly has nothing. And so Oliver has to figure out, you know, where he is in life and how to get his daughter back.
We mentioned working with Lance Henriksen. We also mentioned in our open, Altered Reality is one of the final screen appearances of Ed Asner. What was your experience working with Ed?
Well, let me tell you this. I miss Ed Asner. He was a phenomenal friend, a supporter. He's somebody that I looked up to, someone that I learned a lot from. And I had always wanted to work with him. And when I got the opportunity, he was incredible. And it's interesting that you said about the pandemic, that when the pandemic hit, there were issues getting Ed out because we filmed this in location in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, the world was on its ear, that was not possible to get him there at that point. It was right when basically everything was about to shut down. And so what happened was is that we actually had to wait about a year and a half. We got a different actor to kind of read, you know, Ed's lines. That actor did great. But, obviously Ed Asner is Ed Asner.
That's right.
So what we did is we waited to finish the film. And we were lucky enough to have the pickup days, and Ed was there. And, you know, working with Ed, it's like, it's unbelievable because when, you know, Don Fauntleroy yells action, you go out there and it's like you see this living legend right there, this incredible man. And, at this point in his career, he wasn't the most active. I mean, he certainly wasn't doing backflips in the scene,
right.
But yet he can still color and paint the scene so well. It was incredible. And it's like, it was such a blessing. I'm so lucky to have worked with him. It was incredible just talking with him there. And I'm lucky to say that I've been in a movie with Ed Asner.
Altered Reality marks one of the final screen appearances of Ed Asner. Charles Agron is the writer, producer, and star of Altered Reality. Altered Reality now playing in AMC theaters and Regal theaters nationwide. For more information, alteredrealitymovie.com, alteredrealitymovie.com. We'll be back with more TV Confidential right after this. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.